Well, now to France and a particularly distressing case, so you might like to exercise your discretion. The man accused of drugging his wife and recruiting men to abuse her has admitted all of the charges against him. Referring to his 50 co-defendants, Dominique Pellicot said, "I am a rapist like the others in this room." His former wife, Giselle, said it was difficult for her to listen to the admission. For more on this, we're joined by France 24 journalist Sharon Gaffney. Sharon, will you remind us, first of all, of the charges Dominique Pellicot is facing?
Yes, Rachel. Well, we're now into a third week of this trial. It's horrified people here in France. Proceedings were suspended actually several times last week because the main defendant, he was unwell. He was admitted to hospital. He had a kidney infection. That man is 71-year-old Dominique Pellicot. You referred to him there. He's pleaded guilty actually to recruiting dozens of men to rape his heavily sedated wife over a period of 9 years. And he's on trial along with another 50 men. Some of them have admitted their involvement. 15 of them have admitted rape. Police say that there are actually another 30 or so men who haven't been traced. Now, Pellicot's crimes, they were discovered because he was caught actually by a security guard for upskirting, as they say, women in a supermarket. He was taken in for questioning. Police then discovered thousands of videos on a USB drive, about 20,000 photos, videos of his unconscious wife being raped after she'd been sedated with anti-anxiety medication. Now, we have already heard from Giselle Pellicot. She had told the court that her life had fallen apart at that moment when she'd been informed by police just what exactly had been happening to her in her own home, as police believe, over a period of nearly a decade.
There was, as we've been hearing, a dramatic turn today when Dominique Pellicot spoke to the court. What did he say?
Yeah, well, from the beginning, he has pleaded guilty to all the charges against him. So he took the stand today to give evidence. He admitted to drugging his wife. He told the court that, yes, I'm a rapist like all of the others in this room, referring to the 50 co-accused, adding that they all knew what they were doing, according to him. 15 of them have admitted rape, but the rest of the men who were on trial in Avignon, they claim that they thought they were involved in a consensual act, that they believe, they say, that Giselle Pellicot was aware about what was happening. Others say that they were manipulated by her husband. He said that he had filmed the videos in his own home, the videos at the centre of this case, for his own pleasure, but he said it was also insurance, so to speak, as he put it, adding that it was thanks to those videos that police were able to find the other men who are now on trial. He also, he told the court that he was abused himself as a child by a male nurse, and he said that the idea initially of sedating his wife, of raping her, had been originally suggested to him by another man, another male nurse that he had met online. Now, of his soon-to-be ex-wife, Pellicot said she hadn't deserved the ordeal that she had endured. He spoke repeatedly of the love that he said he still felt for her, and he told the court that he had loved her well for 40 years of their marriage and loved her badly for 10. Now, he is also accused of abusing his daughter, but he told the court he had never touched any of his children. He's 3 children and 7 grandchildren. Now, after he gave his testimony, his wife, Giselle, she was given the opportunity to respond. She said that, you know, she would never have believed that it would be possible that this man whom she'd lived with for 50 years would have been capable of such crimes. She said she trusted him completely. Dominique Pellicot then responded by asking for her forgiveness, even though he said what he'd done was unforgivable. There are another 50 men, as I say, on trial. Their fathers, husbands, their neighbours of the couple, strangers recruited online. There's a police officer among the co-defendants, a soldier, a local councillor, a firefighter, a journalist. As I say, some neighbours of the couple. Those men range in age from 26 to 68. So this trial is going to continue until at least December. So we're going to be hearing from the lawyers for those other men who've already indicated what their line of defence is likely to be.
Sharon, many thanks for that. That was journalist Sharon Gaffney. And if you've been affected by this report, a reminder that a list of helplines, of relevant helplines, is available on the RTE website. It's rte.ie/helplines.